We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And I just need to ask, do you guys think this is real or not? Because Oscar Mayer just announced they're going to be giving out shoelaces that actually smell like bacon.
What?
Yes.
Bacon laces?
Yep. They just did a promotion for it.
Why would they do that?
They also kind of look like raw strips of bacon because the laces are red with like marbled white fat looking stuff on them.
Yeah. Why do bacon lovers never stop? Yeah, why do you guys want everything?
I'm going to go with real. I think it's real.
There's a lot of people excited online about it right now. One person said, this is a really good way to get random dogs to lick your feet. Yeah. I'm in. And if you're interested in owning a pair of Air Max Bacons, I don't know what they're called, but
Bacon Max.
Bacon Maxes. You can enter by tweeting the hashtag Oscar Cook My Kicks and hashtag Sweepstakes by the end of tomorrow, which coincidentally is April 1st, which is why I'm asking, do you think this is
bacon
real
laces.
Or not?
I think it's a bunch of baloney.
I don't believe it.
If it is real.
I believed it. Is it real?
I don't know.
It
that's what I honestly
out.
Don't know.
I feel like one of us would honestly buy this.
You guys, we're living in a world where we can't tell what is an April Fool's Day prank and what is not.
Well, if it is real, get ready for the hashtag Eat My Shoes challenge on TikTok soon. And probably a lot of people complaining that they eat their shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now that that's done, though, let's get into your shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, your punishment's to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
Jose Marco Brolo Bologna.
All right. Jose's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
You guys, I feel bad for Christopher Walken.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, not only is it his 78th birthday today, but it's also National Crayon Day. He's just got to be so conflicted.
Crayon or crayon?
Crayon.
Crayon Day. Okay.
I say crayon.
And tons of people are like that because a new survey asked 5,000 respondents to answer, what's the worst date on the calendar to share your birthday with?
Oh, I couldn't figure out where you were going with the crayon day.
Same.
It's a great segue.
Sorry.
How many crayons has Christopher Walken eaten?
Yeah.
And I have their top four most common answers in front of me. I need you to name them in no particular order, Jose. What's the worst date on the calendar to share your birthday with?
Okay, first one, my mom's birthday is on Christmas Day.
Hands easy.
They have to, it's worse because she always gets a present, but only one. And she has to tell everyone, excuse me, I get a birthday and a Christmas present.
Totally.
So that's the first one that pops out to me.
Are we thinking that they're all going to be holidays?
That's what he
probably.
Said.
Probably.
Yeah, isn't that?
I said dates on the calendar.
Dates on the calendar.
Dates on
he
the
didn't
calendar.
Say holiday specific.
I'm assuming though, but you're right. That's a good question.
Well, and that's interesting because although Christmas I think would suck, my kids' birthdays are in January. And it is way worse than Christmas because, I mean, you're still in that mode where you still have to share.
So you're thinking
but
all
nobody,
of January
well,
is
I don't
a bad
know.
Birthday.
I'm just saying, like, nobody wants to celebrate anymore.
Oh,
like, they're just over the celebration mode.
Okay, hold on.
So, like, January 2nd or something.
I was going to say January 2nd because everyone's hungover.
Oh, it's just like, well, January 1st, everybody's hungover because you go out New
That's
Year's
true.
Eve.
Yeah. Well, I'm just always hungover.
What holiday I think of is Valentine's Day, because who would you hang out with if you're not dating someone? I don't know.
Friends. Most people have friends. So
but if they leave
literally
you,
anybody you want to.
But if they leave you for their significant other, and then you're just left alone.
Like, even your parents, as you're a kid, they're like, sorry.
Date night.
Date night. Get out of here. Let's get the question one more time.
A new survey asked 5,000 people to answer the question, what's the worst date on the calendar to share your birthday with? And I asked you to tell me the top four answers in no particular order. And as a birthday shock present, I'll give you a golden guess, Jose.
Ooh.
Tell me a date you think might be on the list, and I'll tell you if you're correct or not.
Okay.
January 1st.
I'm going to ask, is January 1st on there?
January 1st is not on the list.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh,
that makes it tricky.
Okay.
So all we have is Christmas right now. What other days?
I mean, there's Thanksgiving, which I don't know. I think it'd be fine to have a Thanksgiving birthday. But what about
like 4th of July? What if that would suck?
That'd be fun.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
Everyone's already partying and not focusing on your birthday.
Who cares?
I feel like a bad one would be April Fool's Day, where people use your birthday as a joke.
My brother's on April Fool's Day.
I'm going to lock that in, actually.
April Fool's Day?
Yeah, I think April Fool's Day. What about, speaking of April, what about tax season?
April 15th.
I got a good one. What about February 29th?
Because it's leap year.
The leap year days.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, that would suck. Okay. And it's like, which day? I guess you get to choose which day you celebrate, but still, it's annoying.
Is there another sad day of the year?
I'm telling you, Valentine's Day.
What about, like...
What if it was, well, the only sad, like, the only ones that are not sad, but that we're more focused on is, like, Memorial Day and Veterans Day, like, when it's about the military. But
or,
I don't ever hear
if you're thinking of military, what about 9/11?
Oh, geez.
It'd be a terrible day to have a birthday.
People remember that.
I mean, you want to try to, reclaim the day or whatever, but ugh.
I really like that logic, Brooke, because it's such a somber day. You know, people are always thoughtful all around the world on that day. So I think I am going to lock in September 11th. So, Jake, you ready?
Yes.
Christmas, December 25th. February 29th, a leap year day. April 1st, April Fool's Day, and then 9/11, our day of remembrance.
According to a survey of 5,000 birthday havers, these are the consensus worst days in the calendar for which to share your birthday. Number 4 is February 29th.
Yes!
The leap day only comes around every 4 years, and if you turn the drinking age on leap day, you legally can't consume until March 1st.
Oh, is that true?
Because it doesn't exist.
Because they're on the
28th. Oh, that sucks.
Number 3 was September 11th. For obvious reasons, people are a little preoccupied with that day.
Good one.
Good thinking, bro.
Number 2 on the list was December 25th. It's Christmas. Everyone's already getting presents, so it feels less special.
And it's Jesus' birthday, too.
Right.
You don't want to share with him.
Attention. And the number one worst date on the calendar to share your birthday with.
We're looking for April 1st, guys.
Is February 14th. Valentine's Day. Because it's nearly impossible to get a dinner reservation on your actual birthday.
You were right, Alexis. Alexis
had it. You guys each got one right for me.
You didn't listen to me.
I didn't listen to you.
Didn't get it right. So somebody wanted to hear the song Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Okay. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig zag. I knew it.
There you go. It's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.